Now, Russian and French presidents have thrown their full weight behind the implementation of the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. Now, according to the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin and Emmanuel Macron have stressed a landmark accord cannot be revised unilaterally. Two leaders made the statements during a phone conversation last month. The U.S. president refused to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA. Donald Trump's decision passed a buck over to Congress, U.S. Congress that is, which has about 40 days to determine the fate of the agreement. Under the JCPOA, Iran agreed to limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Joining us out of Sydney now is Mr. Glenn Deason, University lecturer and political commentator. Hello, Professor. Thank you for joining us on the program. So, what's the relevance of Moscow releasing this statement now, especially after the President Vladimir Putin just had an official visit to Tehran?
Well, I think it's important in terms of Russia putting itself quite central in this issue, but it's also important that Moscow was able to make this common statement, or at least take this common position with Macron. Because this is an indication of the United States alienating its most important allies in Europe, which will have profound implications for the United States' role in the world. So, because Iran has followed through with its commitments, with no evidence of any transgressions, and again, the United States hasn't been able to identify any specific violations, instead it seems that this is mostly motivated by Iran becoming this regional power that is not friendly towards Washington. And this seems evident by how Washington attempts also to rally the Arab states in a united front against Iran.
But how does the United States, Professor, how does such a position benefit Washington when a lot of its closest allies are against this move?
Well, I would argue at the end of the day, it wouldn't. But the United States have different political considerations to take into place, because the Iran sanctions had two functions. On one hand, it was supposed to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, but also, and importantly, it was a tool to bring together the international community together to isolate and weaken Iran. And the second part of this, the United States can't get back from withdrawing from the agreement, because most of the world will be against this. When you heard that Trump announced that the United States might withdraw from this deal, if you listen carefully, you will probably hear cheers in Riyadh and Tel Aviv. But for the rest of the world, also in Europe, there was great concerns. So, again, it's unclear if the United States will actually withdraw from this agreement, or if this is only a negotiation tactic to bring the Europeans on board to ratify and, well, not ratify, but alter the deal. But either way, I would argue it's not a good deal because of what you mentioned, that it alienates the Europeans, but also it begs to question whether the United States can be trusted to honor its commitments. And I think that this common position by the French and the Russian presidents suggests that the U.S. is missing this great game being played out. Because a big problem with U.S. foreign policy, which Trump appeared to recognize, is that the United States has opened too many fronts. It's going against Russia, China, and Iran all at the same time, which has pushed these three major Eurasian powers together at a time when U.S. global leadership has been rapidly waning and is frequently challenged. So it's a very open grand strategy by both the Russians and Chinese, which is that of Eurasian integration, the idea that you should integrate the entire Eurasian continent with the physical transportation corridors, energy infrastructure, shared banks, use of regional currencies, shared security cooperation. And in this, Iran has a very important position, both as an east-west corridor and as a north-south corridor. So I mentioned it because by alienating the Europeans, it will make it more likely that the Europeans actually, to some extent, connect with this new Eurasian constellation that is coming to life. That would actually isolate the United States. So I guess the United States is faced with this dilemma. Do they either try to push more sanctions and to isolate Iran, or do they try to save the partnership with the Europeans? I think to some extent the latter has already taken a lot of damage now. So
thank you.
It's not a great move. I don't think this is in the United States' interest at the end of the day.
Thank you for your contribution to our program, Professor Glenn Dyson, joining us there out of Sydney, Australia University.